You're listening to the Ace and TJ Show podcast on the Ace and TJ family.
The Extra Funny podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
If it's trending, it's here now. This is Now Trending with Riggins on the Ace and TJ Show.
Couple of big stories happening all right now. The top trending topic is the Francis Scott Key Bridge, which is a bridge in Baltimore. Overnight, a shipping container ship, crashed into the bridge in the middle of the night, like 1 o'clock in the morning. And they're now searching for 20 people who were driving over the bridge. At least seven cars ended up in the water. So search, dive, rescue teams are now trying to recover people. They're calling it a mass casualty event. They obviously have a lot of questions about what happened. Why did the ship crash into the bridge? Certainly.
And it's not a section of the bridge that collapsed into the water. It is the entire bridge. It is hard to watch the video footage of it because it's from a distance. But you're watching the entire bridge, section by section, fall into the water. And it's got to be overwhelming if you're trying to rescue these people. There's a whole bridge in the water, and you're trying to find a car in the dark. It's unbelievable.
Freezing cold water.
Where's the person that hit it? Do they have that person in custody?
I didn't see that mentioned in the article, the last article that I read.
The video shows as the bridge collapses, the ship is still on the scene.
Yeah.
So I'm assuming they're going to take this person in for questioning and everybody on board, because it was flying a Singaporean flag, and they're going to have a lot of questions about how this happened. Yeah. So... it is a crazy scene. If you haven't seen the video, I'm sure there will be more developments throughout the morning. So that is the top trending topic. And then right below that, you'll see Diddy trending. Ooh. They went and raided his homes in Florida and in California. He's under federal investigation. You know, Diddy's been in the news a lot. A lot of people are accusing him of a variety of different things. And all while this is happening, his sons are taken out of his house, and Diddy's private jet is flying up and down California. It's all over the place before finally landing in Antigua. Mm-hmm. So a lot of things going on with Diddy.
Here's the one thing I was unclear about. Did he flee to Antigua? Or because
you can still get extradited in Antigua.
But he, like, almost like he knew this was coming. He got out. And like, he's going to lay low and see what's happening, because he made sure he wasn't at home.
And usually, you know, in the movies, they'll say, just don't leave town.
Yeah.
You know, you're not a suspect, but don't leave town.
Yeah.
You know, something like that. But just, I mean, the main thing to remember with this is I've been a bad boy before I even heard of Puffy Combs.
Thank you, TJ.
That's it right there.
Yeah, that's it.
So there will be more developments about that as well, I'm sure, throughout the day. Nobody won the Powerball last night, so that money's approaching $1 billion, Mega Millions drawing tonight for another $1 billion.
I think I'm going to win those.
Yeah. You're going
to
win both of them?
I forgot to buy a ticket yesterday, or I would have won yesterday. But
I bought two. I didn't win anything, I guess.
Next Powerball drawing happens on Wednesday, I think. So
it's Wednesday or Friday?
I thought it said Wednesday. I could be wrong.
Powerball's Wednesday. I think Friday is the...
That's it. Friday's Mega Millions. I get them all.
I also think Mega Millions is tonight.
Yeah, Mega Millions tonight
and Friday. Yeah. Wow, both over $1 billion.
Yeah, lots of money.
If you're a girl named Megan, you need to be calling yourself Megan Millions. Just saying.
That's a good idea.
Cool nickname.
Very good idea.
You should do. That's what's now trending.
It's Tuesday, which means group therapy. Today's group therapy is different than any we've ever had before. I'll be very curious to see what people think, because it involves a life or death situation. Next.
This is the Ace and TJ Show.
The Extra Funny podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love & Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
Ace and TJ Prime Rewards members, here is your Ace and TJ podcast and radio show secret word for Tuesday, March 26th, Bumble. Again, that word is Bumble. If you're not an Ace TJ Prime member yet, go to our app and join today or go to acetj.com/prime.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love & Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
It's Tuesday. The doctors are in. This is group therapy on the Ace and TJ Show. The Ace and TJ Show.
All right, every Tuesday at this time, we cover questions from members of the Ace and TJ Radio family. If you have a question about something in your life, you need some advice from the Ace and TJ Radio family, here's what you do. Just DM us on anything. Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, doesn't make any difference. At the Ace TJ Show for all of them. We've never had anything like this. Sorry, please keep me anonymous. It comes from a female. I am overwhelmed right now with the situation. My boyfriend and I have been together almost 2 years. We're at that point where we are talking about our future and planning to spend our lives together. He is the love of my life. Before we met, he was in a long-term relationship that started in college. I know that this was a true love for him, and she broke his heart. It took him a long time to get over it, and he still doesn't like to talk about it even now. It was a very sad and very dark time for him. I do know he loves me, but I have wondered if she is his true love, and he has just managed to move on. Thursday, she contacted him for the first time in years and told him that she has cancer, that she is dying, and she would like to see him one last time. He would have to drive a couple hours to his hometown to see her as she has moved in with her parents. It is very sad. It really is. But, all caps, I do not want him doing this. I feel terrible for saying that. And I don't know that if it's I don't know if it's even my place to say that to him. He told her he would think about it. I know it is weighing on him. I am scared he will realize that he loves her more than me when he sees her, or this will stir up some old feelings and cause problems for us. I know she did some bad stuff to him, and I just don't know how to feel. No, I don't want to go and meet her. That just seems too hard and weird for everyone. What do I do? If he feels it's the right thing to do, then I can't tell him to go. And I can't tell him don't go, right? Please help. Why are you laughing, TJ?
That's funny. That's a funny situation. Y'all don't see the humor in that?
I do not.
Oh. Okay.
First off, can she tell him, don't go?
Yes.
Does he have to listen to her?
No.
Exactly.
She can tell him anything she wants.
Anything she wants. It's true, yeah. She can say anything.
Or the best thing to do is not say anything that you don't want him to go. Then when he does, like, encourage it. Then when he does go and he comes back, then give him the silent treatment or make him feel like he's done something wrong and you're hurt.
Right.
That's the way you should handle it.
Never say out loud. Because
I suspect that's the way it's going to go down.
You think that's what's going to happen?
Yeah.
If the situation were reversed, Riggins, and it were your girlfriend in the situation, would you tell her, I do not want you to go?
No.
What would you
do? It's tough, though. I understand why that's a problem.
Yeah. Does she want to just apologize? I mean, does she want to see him one last time, say, hey, I'm really sorry for what I did to you. I know I hurt you. Like, to clear her own conscience before she dies.
In all seriousness, cancer patients can talk on the phone. Why he got to go 2.5 hours to sit face to face with her?
Or they got like a FaceTime too.
Yeah, well, they can do all of that. Why does he got to go?
It's different when you see someone in person and can shake their hand and give them a hug, and life is better now. We're all moving. Yeah,
that's
on.
If it's your grandma. That's some ex.
At the Ace TJ show, what are your thoughts? What can she do? What should she do? We'll get your answers next.
This is the Ace and TJ show.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenix. Neogenix is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenix.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love & Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
Available when you want it, how you want it. This is the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show.
All right, today's group therapy. Couple's been together for almost 2 years. They've talking about taking the next step, but Thursday, his ex, who just shattered his heart after a long-term relationship years ago, contacted him and told him that she has cancer and that she is dying, and she would like to see him one last time. He would have to drive a couple hours to his hometown to see her, as she has moved in with her parents. And this girl says, she admits it's very sad. It really is. But she does not want her boyfriend going and doing this. He told her he would think about it. She says she's scared he will realize that he actually loves her more than me, scared that this would stir up some old feelings and cause problems. And she was wondering, can I even tell him, don't go? And as TJ pointed out, you can tell him anything you want. Doesn't mean he's going to listen to you. So at the Ace TJ show, whatever your thoughts are, we've got this posted on all of our social media. Jennifer said, if he feels the need to say goodbye to her, there is no way you should stop him. You are there to love and support him. Your jealous ways will destroy your relationship. Get control of your negative thinking and get secure in your place in his life. Don't be petty on this.
Okay. I don't believe that. She's not there to love and support him. It's his girlfriend. She hasn't committed to loving and supporting everything that he wants to do.
Well, she says they want to move in. They want to get married. That's just who they're with. Right.
Well,
the rest of their life together.
And they're not even engaged.
Amanda says, drive him. If it was his true love, he will have major feelings flowing after the meet. Maybe then he'll want to talk about what she did and where y'all's lives are moving on to. It's a chapter in his book he hasn't closed, and there's more than heartbreak there. If you are truly in love with him, be there for him with every emotional hard time and good time.
TJ's got
just thinks this is the funniest thing ever.
I love the fact that everybody's just so supportive and just so open-minded about the whole thing. I just think if you're in the situation, it might be a little bit different. I don't know.
I agree.
Well, probably. But
I see if she's that insecure, though, then she's with the wrong guy.
That's a good point.
Nobody's fault. Just not going to work out.
Don says he is an adult. Support his decision. Be open to communicating about his feelings concerning how she hurt him and the reason she wanted to see him. It provides the closure he needed and will make your relationship stronger. I mean, there is a part of this, though, that I think that one of the problems is that people believe in today's society, you just have to support whatever the other person does, even if you disagree with it.
Yeah.
And she literally doesn't want him to go. I don't think there's anything wrong with her saying, hey, I'm worried about this. I'm not a fan of you going and doing this.
I think it's done anyway. Because if he goes and he comes back, then like I said earlier, she's not going to treat him the same. And if he doesn't go, and then he's like, I should have gone and said goodbye to her face to face, and then she's going to go, well, I wish you would have. I wish you had her. I guess you wish I was the one lying there dying, don't you?
You're saying it's a no-win for him at this point.
It's done.
We've got something good and something a little frustrating that you're going to absolutely be. You'll think about this guaranteed at least once over the course of the next couple of days. Coming up next in Delicious Off.
Live on your radio and anytime you want us, wherever you get podcasts. This is the Ace and TJ Podcast and Radio Show.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love & Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
This is the Ace and TJ Podcast and Radio Show.
Right, do you want something fun first, or do you want something that might make you go, what is going on? Fun. Where do you want to start? Fun? Okay. Let's go fun. Today's Delicious Audio, there's an 8-year-old named Jackson, who is essentially your grandpa reincarnated. He is checking out some equipment, some farm equipment, and just chatting with the salesman.
What's the width on the mower deck?
I believe that's one 72 inches.
Ooh, that's nice stuff. I like this mower.
You like the mower?
I really like the one with the cab. That's probably...
Oh, if I'm going to mow grass, I won't be comfortable. I won't be air conditioned.
I like all the stuff you got here. Interx, sprayer. John Deere's a nice company. They've been in business since 1837.
I like that.
Yeah. I don't know what he's talking about, Dave.
That's cool.
John Deere's is cool. Maybe it was 1837.
Sounds like he knows his stuff, too.
He clearly knows what he's talking about. I love that.
That's a great company.
I love that kid.
Maybe like the one with the cab.
What's
the
whip on that mower? Yeah.
You got a sprayer?
I like the one with the sprayer. And then there's this. As spring approaches and the days become more beautiful and sunny and wonderful, there's a new type of guilt that just got dropped on us all. This is so dumb, but it's trending. It's called sunshine guilt. Well, we'll let this person explain.
I am experiencing sunshine guilt right now. It is an abnormally beautiful day outside, but I'm tired. So now I feel this pressure to go outside and go for a walk and enjoy the weather while it lasts. I can't enjoy myself indoors now because the whole time I'm thinking that I should be outside. So basically my day is ruined.
That's a little ridiculous.
So basically, the whole day is ruined because she feels like she should be outside because it's beautiful, but she's too tired to go outside. So now she feels terrible if she goes outside and terrible if she doesn't.
And I don't blame. Now I've gotten to where I don't blame the people who post this stuff because people have been saying that forever. I feel kind of guilty if I don't go out when it's sunny, or they'll say, I hope it rains today because I'm tired. I don't want to have to worry about having to go outside. But when people give it a name like that, it's not them that I blame for it being overly ridiculous. It's the people who glom onto it and say, oh my God, this is so brilliant. I've never heard of anything like this before. Yeah. You know,
I agree.
And make it such a big deal. It's like, instead of just going, oh yeah, everybody got that. Next.
I was listening to that this morning before the show, and Teddy Rob goes, ooh, I've never had that.
Yep.
I was like, I said, Rob, not once. You've never looked outside and thought, man, I should get outside today. It's so pretty. He's like, No, never have.
Maybe there's times that I've been the opposite. Like I'm outside looking in going, man, that AC looks cool in there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. When has that happened?
Yeah.
When you're outside. When you're outside.
It happens very rarely, but it happens.
So there's two huge stories coming up today. You've probably seen it in the news. We will give you all the details coming up in Now Trending.
This is the Ace and TJ Show.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love & Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
If it's trending, it's here now. This is Now Trending with Riggins on the Ace and TJ Show.
All right, top story of the day. The Francis Scott Key Bridge has collapsed in Baltimore. A shipping container ship crashed into it overnight about 1 o'clock in the morning. And they said 7 cars were in the water, but the new report says they're searching for up to 20 people in the water. So dive teams are on the scene. The ship still looks like it's at the location, but... you know, they've signaled that they're going to have some questions for the, what do you call it? Is it the pilot of the ship?
Captain.
The captain of the ship. So Singapore is also one of the top trending topics because that was the flag that was on the ship, a Singaporean flag. So
sometimes they do call them pilots, though. Like when they're going up and down the Hudson River and all that, they call them the pilot.
I think on the news this morning, they called it the pilot.
I never know when to call it.
I'd never heard that before, so I was second guessing myself. But
another thing, as a side note, I was wondering about that. I wonder how many young people in U.S. America today know who Francis Scott Key was.
Hmm. Yeah, probably not. Good that question. Many. Probably not that many.
Sad.
Yeah, maybe. Mm. No, definitely. Yeah.
Yeah. And just in case you don't know, Francis Scott Key was the very first coach of the University of North Carolina Tar Heels.
Oh my God. Got it. I have your answer, Riggins. Pilot. He's the captain of the ship is called the pilot when working primarily within a harbor or a port. Okay. He just moves the boat through hazardous water. Captain is on the open sea, on the open water.
Oh, that's good information to know.
So like in this case, because it was working up that river through the to the harbor and everything, because it's small and treacherous, he's the pilot.
They said its ultimate destination was Sri Lanka. And I thought, to go to Sri Lanka, you got to go through Baltimore? I don't know. I'm very confused about where Sri Lanka is.
Well, they're probably shipping materials out of Baltimore. Their harbor there is pretty busy. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I was like, wait a minute. Where is Sri Lanka? Is it off the coast of Florida? I really don't know anymore. and then Diddy is also one of the top trending topics. His homes were raided in Los Angeles and Miami yesterday. He's under federal investigation for a variety of things. And they've kept pretty mum on the details. But, you know, if they're going in to raid multiple homes at the same time, I would imagine they've got some information. And this is all coming to a head. But Diddy in some hot water, it would seem. So he is now, it looks like he's in Antigua. His private plane was flying up and down California's coast yesterday, making a couple stops before finally arriving in Antigua yesterday afternoon. So TMZ has a lot of videos of that. And then just one other quick thing, Taylor and Travis down in the Bahamas, they're calling it Lovers in the Bahamas, packing on the PDA. The problem I have with it is the pictures are so grainy, means the boats must have been 1,000 miles in Sri Lanka. I'm like, this is not okay. Like, I don't know. It seems very creepy to me, very stalkerish. But those are a few things that are now trending. We're going to play a game coming up next.
This is the Ace and TJ Show.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love & Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
Live each weekday on your radio, anytime you want, wherever you get podcasts. This is the Ace and TJ Podcast and Radio Show.
The Ace and TJ Show, sponsored by our friend Richard Toccato. Great dude. Ace and TJ's friend, mortgage expert. Refinancing, looking to buy a home. Richard can do all that. He's got a lot of options for you. But you can also do this home equity line if you need cash. You can get approved for a home equity line. All it takes is one short phone call with Richard.
Richard. Yeah. And the best part about that is you can do that, and they can approve you. You can get approved within the day and have your money within like 2 days or 3 days, whatever it is. It's very fast.
Cash in hand. That's dope. So homewithrichard.com. You're going to love that guy. Love him. So we're going to play a little game real quick. It's called Word Association. You know how this works. I'm going to throw it out. You give me the first word that comes to your mind. All right. Or first thought. We can play it a little loosely. Ace, Ashton Kutcher.
Okay.
He's okay?
He's okay.
That's about an interesting answer.
Yeah, I don't know too much. He seems to be an okay guy.
Okay.
You know, I don't think it was great that he wrote that letter to defend Danny Masterson. You know, that kind of soured him a little bit in my eyes. But on the other hand, he was trying to be loyal to a friend, but that friend did some really bad stuff. So yeah. He's okay.
TJ, Kate Middleton.
Sick.
Sick. Rob. Cowboy.
Kid Rock.
Good one, Rob.
Ace, Applebee's.
Okay.
Okay. TJ, COVID.
Fake?
Here we go.
Oh, no.
Not that COVID itself as a condition, as a virus, was fake, but I mean in the way that they politicized it and did all of the scams and stuff with people on COVID.
Yeah, sure.
That's what I mean.
Yeah. Rob, Buc-ee's.
Huge.
Huge. Ace, licorice.
No.
No. TJ, Alufa.
Disgusting.
Rob, OnlyFans.
Scandalous.
Scandalous.
Ooh, good word, Rob.
Ace, Five Guys.
Delicious.
TJ, Backstreet Boys.
Talented.
Really?
I like Backstreet okay. Boys. Yeah.
I think they're talented.
Rob, celery.
Yeah.
Not a word, more of just a sound. Yeah. Ace, vest.
What, vest?
Vest.
Okay. I mean, sometimes they're cool, sometimes they're not. I don't have an answer for that.
Ace gave three okay. Yeah. I mean, good Lord.
But there's inflection in those okay.
Holy cow.
Yeah. One was okay, one was okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Like they're okay. TJ, Cardi B.
Disgusting.
Disgusting.
Yeah, from all the farting and stuff she does. On, yeah.
Okay, nasty. Fair nasty. Enough. Rob, TikTok.
Entertainment.
Yep. Ace, margaritas.
They're okay.
Okay.
No.
Listen, if I have to act like I'm into group therapy, you got to act like you're into this game.
Margaritas. Delicious.
Good. Okay.
Typical drink of choice for me. There's never a bad time for a good margarita.
Okay. TJ, Chaps.
Rodeo.
Damn, I wish you'd give me that one.
We don't have time. I wanted that one.
I really wish I had that one, man.
Why don't you give me Chaps?
We'll do some more next.
This is the Ace and TJ Show.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love & Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
Live each weekday on your radio, anytime you want, wherever you get podcasts. This is the Ace and TJ Podcast and Radio Show.
So Ace was just asking about my dad during the commercial. He was asking, my dad's down in Atlanta. He was caddying for my nephew who was in a golf tournament. He was really excited about it. And he's retired. He's got all the time. So he came back from Atlanta yesterday. But I think I'm actually turning into my dad because I've made a big life change for the last week. And it has totally changed everything for me. I am now taking a shower before bed.
Yeah.
I was never a shower before bed guy. My dad was two showers a day kind of guy. Mm. And it's weird. I mean, I brushed my teeth at the sink and I was like, you know what? I'm going to go take a shower. It's great. Does everybody shower before bed? Does anybody shower before
sometimes
bed?
Sometimes I do. Yeah. And then I do it again in the morning.
Yeah.
But there's so little time between, you know, when I go to bed and then when I wake up.
It seems a little redundant when you're doing them that quickly.
It's supposed to be for relaxation as much as anything else. I mean, I know it cleans you, but it's also supposed to be more relaxing.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
What are you a shower two times a day after the gym?
Two times a day, definitely. But usually it's more of a late afternoon shower as opposed to right before bed.
Yeah. Rob, are you a one shower a day?
One shower a day.
You're on one a day?
Yeah, before bed.
So at least we're getting one a day now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that shows signs of growth.
Mm-hmm. Rob, is that true?
What?
Like when Meredith was gone that entire week a week ago? She was gone for a whole week. You showered every day?
As long as I had somewhere to go that next day.
I like that. There's a stipulation to it. If as long as...
As long as I had somewhere to go the next day.
Hey, why is bed the only piece of furniture we don't put a "the" in front of? I do it before bed. You wouldn't say, I do that before couch. Or I do that before chair.
Yeah, you sure would. I never thought of that
before I sit on the chair or on the couch.
Before I go to bed.
But he just said, I do that before bed.
Yeah, it's like a verb.
Yeah.
Bed is a verb, I guess, before I go to sleep.
Sorry. That's what I think about.
But, you know, I think I am turning into my dad in a lot of ways. But one of the things that really drives my mom crazy now that they've got time to really ruminate about problems they have with each other is he leaves his keys, his wallet, and his college ring in the same place every day on the kitchen counter. And she likes to keep those counters clean. And she's got a housekeeper or whatever, but she likes seeing a clean kitchen countertop. She even got him a little bowl to put his stuff in by the front door, and he refuses to use it. So obviously that is frustrating. As minor as you might think it is, she's asked him to not do this, mm-hmm. and he continues to do it. Now, would it bother me? No, not really. But I see why her frustration, and she just tells me.
It would drive me nuts.
Yeah, I kind of get it.
She even got a little bowl. Here, please put them in there. That's all I'm asking is put them in there.
Yeah.
It's very similar to me and Meredith when I keep pulling out the air fryer.
No, kind of, but you're doing it purposely to be obnoxious.
You're right.
Fair enough. I don't think my dad is. Maybe he is. But what is the thing, like, you just bite your tongue about all the time? In your house, at work, with your friends, you find yourself not wanting to nag, so you just bite your tongue. At the Ace TJ Show on social media, we'll get your answers next.
This is the Ace and TJ Show.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenyx. Neogenyx is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenyx.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love and Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
Don't just listen to the Ace and TJ Show. Watch it. Now available 24 hours a day on YouTube. Just search for Ace TJ TV. This is the Ace and TJ Podcast and Radio Show.
So we're talking about biting your tongue. Well, first of all, go download the Ace and TJ Family app. You can listen to the show, watch the show. You can check out TJ's podcast, Ace and Friends Radio Show. And plus a bunch of exclusive content. You win prizes, all that crazy stuff. acetj.com/app. Go get it. So I was talking about I'm kind of turning into my dad a little bit. He was always a shower before bed guy. Now I am. But I don't do a lot of things like my dad. He will just put his keys and stuff right on the counter, and it drives my mom crazy. But she never says anything to him. She just tries to guide him, tries to nudge him in the right direction. But she bites her tongue about it a lot. So what are you biting your tongue about in your regular life? For me, seeing somebody throw dirty clothes in a hamper and letting it hang off the edge, not making it fully into the hamper. How are you okay with that?
Yeah. Just flip it right over in there.
Yeah. You got halfway there. That's like even more frustrating than just leaving it on the floor.
Mine is putting clothes in the dirty clothes and they're inside out. All of Amanda's clothes go in inside out. And so I refuse to turn them right side out. So I just fold them inside out and give them to her.
So she's like peeling stuff off and throwing it right in.
She takes her hoodie off and she just peels it off over her head and throws it in there. Well, it takes you 2 seconds to do one, but if you got to do 10 of those, it's annoying.
But isn't that part of doing laundry?
No.
Flip it.
It is not.
I disagree.
My mom taught me it's your responsibility to put it in there the right way.
I bite my tongue when people say things that are so obvious.
So obvious.
Yeah, and try to get me to agree with it. Like, well, of course, that's obvious. I mean, don't waste my time with that.
Like what?
Well, like the whole, I just absolutely love clean sheets. Everybody loves clean sheets. There's not a single person alive that says, I prefer dirty sheets to clean sheets.
Yeah.
And they go, don't you? Of course.
Meredith says that every time she changes the sheets.
I love clean sheets.
Yeah. She says it out loud. Don't you just love clean sheets? She's literally the exact same thing.
What do you say?
I say, yeah, it's all right, I guess.
You're not as impressed by it, I guess.
Every time she changes the sheets, that's great.
Now, Michelle's got, she says she bites her tongue when her husband puts his cigarette butts in his pockets and forgets to take them out.
Nice.
They end up in the washer and the dryer.
He probably just thumps the cherry off of it because there's no ashtray to put it in or anything instead of littering, and he puts it in his pocket and going to get it later.
I remember putting them back in like the box of cigarettes, and God, when you open the lid of that box of cigarettes, the most...
I mean, it just stinks so badly.
It's like nothing you've ever smelled before. It's so gross. There's a lot of these. People are biting their tongue, but I love we're giving them the avenue to complain about it. Amanda said her husband leaves things on the kitchen counter. I used to work with somebody that would bring in a Brussels sprout salad for lunch during all of her shifts and smelled like a hot bag of...
Hot bag of butt cheeks.
Yeah, I mean, it was nasty.
Tracy said, I manage a dry cleaning laundry service. Men who don't unbutton their shirts when they take them off drives me crazy. Some are even inside out, still buttoned. One customer brings them buttoned up on a hanger.
Everybody's got problems with the laundry. So there's a couple of stories happening in the news. We've got to give you all the details coming up in Now Trending.
This is the Ace and TJ Show.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love and Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
If it's trending, it's here now. This is Now Trending with Riggins on the Ace and TJ Show.
The Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore has collapsed after being hit by a cargo ship early this morning. The cargo ship was flying a Singaporean flag. Searching for 20 individuals in the water right now. Search teams, dive teams, rescue teams all on the scene as the story develops. But it is a crazy video, if you haven't already seen it this morning, of this massive bridge just quickly, within 5 seconds, all crumbling into the water.
It's hard to watch.
Yeah. So the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore is down. That is the top trending topic, followed by Diddy. Diddy's homes were raided, his homes in Los Angeles and Miami. He is under federal investigation, and it looks like he flew privately out to Antigua as this was all happening. The helicopters were zooming in on his children being brought out with their hands over their head out of his mansion. And a lot of people were asking, it's Monday at 1 p.m. What are your kids doing at home? Your grown adult kids. Why are they
You said children. It makes it seem like they got 6-year-olds with their hands on top of their heads. Were they that small? Any of them?
I think he's got some younger kids, but the ones that are being brought out are adult children.
Yeah.
But yeah, what are you doing at home at 1 p.m. on a Monday? Go to work.
maybe they work at night.
Maybe they go to school online.
What other people are saying on the internet.
I have to say, if they work in the recording business, they work at night. They might not roll into the studio until 8 p.m. and work 8 p.m. to 8 a.m. Who knows?
Are they in music?
I don't know. I'm just saying maybe. Diddy's in music. Perfect. Could be any number of things happening. Maybe they had the day off.
What you
Is Diddy paying you?
It could be. Maybe they work Saturday, Sunday, and get off on Monday. Like me and Michi Restaurant up here. They don't work on Mondays.
Yeah, maybe. I'm saying what other people are saying.
Yeah, okay, thanks.
What'd you do, Puffy? Don't tell us what you did, Puffy.
So he is definitely, probably in some hot water. It looks that way. So those are just a few things that are now trending.
All right. We have a travel athlete among us. You know, they may always say, hey, he's really good. He plays travel ball. Well, sometimes travel teams aren't great just because they don't play, in the area. But, I mean, we have the travel athlete of the century, I think, right here on the Ace and TJ Show. We'll explain it all next.
This is the Ace and TJ Show.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenyx. Neogenyx is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenyx.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love & Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
This is the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show.
So yesterday, at some point on one of our shows or podcasts or something, we found out that Tech D Rob is now playing in tournaments, Star Wars card game tournaments, right? Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Okay. But now he has upgraded that to being part of a travel team of tournament players. He's going out of state, taking his talents out of state to play Star Wars tournaments.
Okay.
Where's the first one, Rob?
The first one's in Atlanta.
Ooh.
Oh. Oh, this isn't a joke.
It's not a joke. What makes you think this would be a joke? Yeah.
I don't know. So. And there's another one?
Yeah, and then in May, I'll be going to Richmond.
Wow. So rich men north of Richmond. Mm-hmm. Ooh. You're going to be up there.
Be up there for May the 4th. Get it?
Yeah.
Star Wars. Come on now. Yeah.
Is that why they're doing
it? So how many of the people that you hang out with are going to be part of the team?
At least two. Maybe three if he can, you know, ditch his family.
Okay, but when you go get in these tournaments, you don't play as a team, do you?
No, you don't. No.
Okay.
But we like practice. Like, we'll play each other to figure out, like, what our weaknesses are in the game.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I can tell you what your weaknesses are without seeing y'all play. But are you going to get a special T-shirt made and the whole thing, like a uniform?
No, we've done travel games for other games a long time ago. I did one, but no, we don't. No team name or anything.
And what do you win on these games?
So both of these have a $1,000 prize for the top eight. So it's split up between the top eight people, $1,000, and then there's going to be like.
So there's no one winner champion?
There will be one, but they don't win the full $1,000. They get more than everybody else, but it's the $1,000 is split up among them.
Oh, okay. So there's a $1,000 prize.
Yeah.
And then it gets split. Okay.
Yeah. So the first and second and third and fourth will get the most.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So you might get $5 if you're number eight.
Right. Something. Number one could get $150. Number two could get $100. That kind of thing.
Yeah, I forgot what the prize out was.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't expect to be in the top eight, but we'll figure it out.
So what's the only thing that you got to make sure of, though, before you can go?
Meredith's going to be home.
To do what?
Watch these stupid dogs.
Those dogs. That bad dog could be holding you back from your true calling of being a Star Wars tournament athlete.
This is, I mean, I was the regional champion for a different card game. I'm trying to update my resume with a Star Wars Universe regional champion.
Hey, we'll give you time to flex without you having to bust it through here. All right, so good for you. Congratulations. Moving on.
This is the Ace and TJ Show.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love and Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenix. Neogenix is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenix.
Available when you want it, how you want it. This is the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show.
Ace, I don't mean to ask you stuff about your divorce and all that. I'm trying not to ask you anything that you're not supposed to talk about because I know there are things in a divorce agreement and all that. So what do you call that when you say compliance? You know, I comply to the divorce agreement. Is that what you say?
I guess.
Is that the legal term?
I guess it is.
Well, one of the greatest and most successful playwrights in America, in American history, his name is Neil Simon. And Neil Simon got divorced. And in his divorce settlement, his ex-wife was to receive all the proceeds from the next play that he wrote for Broadway. So he wrote a play called Fools. And he intentionally made it horrible. So it flopped, made no money, and she got no money out of his works because he was such a big deal at the time. He could say, look, I'm writing a play that I know sucks, but I still want it on Broadway, and people would produce it, sponsor it, and put it out there. 1981.
Just to, man.
Love that. I mean, that is.
Is that a good?
That is the pet. That is Petty LaBelle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. That is crazy.
That's Richard Petty.
That is Richard Petty. I love that.
Meaning it's Petty, not actually Richard Petty.
Yeah.
That's his real name.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
But to have the stroke to go to somebody and go, you're going to need to produce this. And then the next one is going to be really good, but this one, we need to just, I mean, we're going to tank it and close it.
Yeah.
Are you okay?
To go to all of that. But he didn't really go to any trouble because he was going to have to write another one anyway. He would be writing a play. He would just I mean, this one, I wonder how much work it took him to make it bad. You know, he's so talented, so great. It's like a really good singer. Like, how hard would it be for a great singer to sing off key like the beginning auditions of American Idol people do? I mean, that would be hard for somebody who could really sing.
Just think, if you're an actor, though, and you think, oh, I got cast in a Neil Simon play, and it's that one, and it sucks.
But, I mean, yeah, I guess that would be bad, because no matter what your performance is, you're going to get bad reviews because the material is so bad.
And you're hoping for a good run on Broadway, and nope.
I just read the synopsis. It sounds horrible.
Yeah.
Okay, at least you know it was intentional now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well,
there's a good story about a tutor in Ukraine. It's like...
This is the Ace and TJ Show. Don't just listen to the Ace and TJ Show. Watch it. Now available 24 hours a day on YouTube. Just search for Ace TJ TV. This is the Ace and TJ Podcast and Radio Show.
Okay, it was last week where I came in and I said, I had what I thought was the best piece of audio to ever come out of a courtroom. And it was, who is the rapper's case? What was it? Young Thug. And one of the witnesses for the prosecution said something along the lines of, could I get some water or something? Because I'm high as a, you know, whatever. But my son sent me this little clip from an Instagram or a TikTok or something. And it is an attorney standing in the court, and the judge is telling him, because it's really fast, I got to explain to you, it goes by quickly, telling the attorney, hey, look, all right, we can move on from that. Don't even worry about that. That's not something you got to worry about right now. And then the attorney's response is just absolutely 2024 classic.
So okay. Don't even worry about that, okay?
Okay. I was saying that it's just not true. It's cap, to be honest.
It's just simply not true. It is cap, to be honest.
He's talking to the judge.
Yeah, he's talking to the judge.
Don't even worry about that, okay?
Okay. I was saying that it's just not true. It's cap, to be honest.
So cap is a slang term that is used for lie. You're a lie. Yeah. You're capping means you're lying. And I still have not had anybody explain to me the origin of the term. And they go, well, it just means lying. I get that. I know what it means. But why does cap mean lying? Where does that you know, correlation come from? What does that mean? But it's obviously something you would not say in a court of law.
They typically frown on slang in a court of law.
Yeah, yeah. And he already said it. It's simply not true. So he's using it like cap is even more untrue than when I say something's untrue. It's cap, to be honest.
Oh, it's cap.
Okay, well then, then sustained. I mean, I get it now. Why you're so upset? I just can't even imagine. If I were sitting there, like I'm, you know, old people go to watch courts, you know, during the day. Sometimes, you know, anybody can go and sit and watch your local court trials going. I would have to be removed for laughing. I would have laughed uproariously at an attorney telling a judge that it's cap.
IMO, it's cap,
FRFR. It's cap, to be honest, actually. So there you go.
It's radio. It's a podcast. It's the Ace and TJ Podcast and Radio Show. More next.